David, your thoughts on today's 1-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Important 3 points. Obviously, we were missing a few coming into the game for various reasons. But the players that we selected, I spoke before the game, I knew we were confident with the group of players that we had, that we could come into the game and get the 3 points, and we've done that. That was the most important thing today. I thought our performance was okay. If I have any criticism, we couldn't get the second goal when we were so on top of the game in the first half. We didn't have people in the right areas to go and nab the second goal, and then it gives you a wee bit more of a cushion. We found ourselves, I don't think any under any pressure, but we found ourselves running the risk of making a mistake or the referee giving the poor decision against you. But thankfully, we've seen the game out.
Clean sheet, 3 points, top of the league. Not a bad day's afternoon, is it?
Yeah, no, it's been okay. And again, it looks as if we've come out of the game okay with injuries. We had one or two, maybe carrying a couple of knocks towards the end of the game. So they'll be assessed going forward. We had to find a way today. It was hard. Portadown, credit to Portadown. They stuck to their guns, stuck to the game plan of being defensive, and they made it hard for us.
And the big talking point is obviously Jimmy Mulgrew, 661 games.
Yeah, incredible feat. For a player to be at any club the length of time that Jamie has. I know his family were here. It'd be a proud moment for, you know, Jamie and his family. Linfield means a hell of a lot to them, and I know Jamie means a hell of a lot to the Linfield family for what he's contributed over the years. So I've spoken many times about the contribution and what Jamie epitomises, everything that there is about Linfield, everything good about Linfield. You know, he's plenty more in the tank, that's for sure.
On the day, the most pleasing thing really is that you can make all those changes and we can still get the win.
Yeah, it's never ideal making as many changes, especially in this day and age, because it's complicated at times during the week. You have things in your head that you want to do and want to play, and you want combinations to play, and sometimes you get the Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, and then it has to change for different reasons. But you know, credit to a group of players. Say this is an incredibly hard, tough season, everything that we've had to endure this year. But we're in and around where we want to be with five games now, and then we've got the five in the split. And it's important that we finish the regular season, the normal season, as strongly as we can. And we're more than capable of doing that.
And the crowd today, there was a patience amongst the crowd, you know, to help, to understand the position the players were in and to get behind them and to understand.
We need that constantly. We need that. We're going to need our supporters and to get right behind the players, because it's a tough season. It's a tough season. We're going against many challengers this year. It's been well documented that we've probably not been at our best over the last sort of number of weeks or whatever else. But if that's the case, what's the other teams doing? Because we're top of the table, and we're being criticised and pillared and talked about, and you know, we're not that good and we're not doing that there. But everybody else is talking about these other great teams and great performances and great people at all these other great clubs. We're top of the table, and if we're top of the table, not being very good, it doesn't really say much about some of the other teams.
But it says a lot about the strength and depth of the league, doesn't it? That there's so many top teams, and that even Portadown at the bottom are, you know, making it hard here.
The leagues are competitive. Portadown are fighting for their lives. We're in and around four or five teams still probably believing at the minute that they're capable of being champions, if not getting into Europe, which is financially important for any club. We're no different. We're in the round where we want to be. But, you know, frustrates you at times when, you know, we are where we are, but where everybody else is, it's incredible seasons that they're having. And then I look, and we're top, but we're having the bad season. But we'll keep going. There's brilliant people in the dressing room, fantastic players. They want to work hard. They understand the situation that we find ourselves in this year, a dogfight, and it's going to be a dogfight to the finish.
And the dogfight continues Friday night. Carrick Rangers, Sturdy King made it difficult for us here a few months ago, and he'd love to get one up on us next Friday night,
yeah,
wouldn't he?
I'm sure he would. Again, like most teams, like all teams, we'll be aware of the challenge it faces down at Carrick. We've been down there and faced many challenges. If we do it right and we turn up with the right attitude, hungry, we can win the game.
One of 11 cup finals ticked off today, and on to the next one, David.
Yeah, look forward to it.